You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Riddle me this. Just how dramatic was this rookie's first career home run?
Here is Riddle now, and you got Rojas left out at second base with two outs. Riddle, right field, that's deep, back goes Bruce, ball game! The kid hit it out, unbelievable! A walk-off for J.T. Riddle!
Beautifully done, beautiful stroke to right center field. Congratulations, J.T. Riddle.
Marlins pitching creeps up on history's doorstep in the Emerald City.
Marlins are hopeful that this is Wei-Yin Chen 1.0. Ground ball short. Riddle, little flip. Gordon's there. In the air, right field. Stanton is in. Wei-Yin Chen has five no-hit innings. Gordon in the territory, makes the catch, and Wei-Yin Chen has put six no-hit innings up on the board. In the air, and Wei-Yin Chen has thrown seven no-hit innings. Uh-oh, end of the bat, tough play. Rojas got him! Miguel Rojas charging. Dyson can absolutely fly, and the no-hitter is intact.
St. Louis in exchange for Steve Cishek, July of 2015.
Oh. That'll break up the no-no! And the hitting streak for Mitch Haniger is alive at 12 ball games.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Marcell Ozuna provides a banner moment facing an in-state rival.
Snell working his way through the lineup for the second time. There's a blast. Ozuna does it again. He turns this one around, and wow, what a shot by Ozuna. It's his eighth home run of the year.
I don't care what it says. I've not seen a ball hit this ballpark anywhere near this far. I mean, anywhere near it. It was a hanging changeup that Ozuna just destroyed.
He continues to punish Rays pitching.
Two big sluggers set the tone in a slugfest victory in Oakland.
Bohr, breaking ball, drills it. Right field. And deep and gone. Another homer against a lefty, and another homer in the month of May. Boy, Justin Bohr has just been terrific once the calendar turned to this month.
I told you he wants to keep it on May. Why not? May all season long.
Justin Bohr's last triple. Still, that's a four-hit night for Bohr.
It was a well-traveled veteran who provided baseball's only no-hitter in 2017.
Hold to first. That's a fair ball. Bohr has it. Falling away. Volquez is there. Oh! Volquez down. Let's hope he's okay. And looks like he is.
Looks like he is. Everybody arrived at the same time. Bohr, nice job cutting it off. You see right there, everybody shows up at the same time. That happens every now and again. Not a whole lot you can do about it. And instant Volquez doing his job to get to the bag and wants to get across Fuentes' path, so that doesn't happen. Fuentes hustling all the way. Thankfully, nobody gets hurt.
Volquez will face Chris Owens. Two outs in the ninth. 0-2 pitch. He hit! Rio Muto to first. Sixth no-hitter in Marlins history, and he adds his name to the list of Leiter and Brown and A.J. and Anibal and Anderson Alvarez.
Giancarlo continues to swing a hot bat heading into the All-Star break.
102 out at the house.
Stan drives it center field and deep. Back goes Span, looking up, and it's gone. Giancarlo, number 25, ready for the Derby. And Miami has a 3-2 lead. Part hero if the Marlins can win it. Stanton, left field, that ball's deep. Giancarlo hits another one. Number 26. And Miami adds on. He may not get to Miami till 4 in the morning after this one. But when he gets off the plane, he'll be ready.
Another jolt by Giancarlo breaks a franchise record which had stood for over 20 years.
It'll be interesting to see how the Giants pitch Giancarlo Stanton. There have been plenty of examples of where not to pitch him. That ball to left. That ball's deep. And all-time record now for the Marlins passing Gary Sheffield. Stanton, first swing of the night. 2-0 Marlins.
Just 2 weeks later, Stanton continues his assault on the record books.
Stanton steps in the rain, sitting on number 50. Breaking ball, Stanton drives it left field. That is 51, way over the Marlins bullpen. And Giancarlo gives Miami a 1-0 lead. My goodness.
Now, Rich, let me tell you something. We've talked about this little binge that he has been on. A little bit of a slow night last night, but right on time tonight, number 51.
For just the third time ever, a team boasted a 50-homer and 50-steal player.
Gordon runs, pitches up, throw is high, number 50. And so D. Gordon with his 50th stolen base, and the Marlins become just the third team in baseball history to have teammates, one with 50 stolen bases, the other with 50 home runs.
Another multi-homer effort put Giancarlo on the cusp of the magical mark of 60.
So here's Stanton with the bases empty, two down, and G gets into one, deep left center, there it goes. Look out on the Budweiser bow tie bar, Giancarlo with number 58. And the Marlins extend the lead to 5-0.
You know, we talked about that walk his second time up, seeing the ball a little bit better. How about a first pitch breaking ball? Uh-huh, he's back. Way back.
He hit number 58 of Julio Teheran in the fourth inning. Brothers delivers, and Stanton drives one way out of here. Long blast over the bleachers and left. Giancarlo's hit two in the game. He's up to 59 on the season.
And the onslaught continues.
Some home cooking, first game back for Giancarlo Stanton. His father here. Gene is back. Now 15 home runs against left-handed pitching this year. 60 is now a possibility.